In the seaside county of Ventura, California, a storm is forming on the horizon. You won't see it on any weather maps or meteorological charts. You'll find it brewing in the pages of the county budget, where hundreds of millions of dollars in pension debt threaten to drown the area.
The pension system right now has $1 billion unfunded liability. That's just simply unsustainable.
We've seen the damage these financial downpours can bring. Higher taxes, reduced public services, and in some cases, bankruptcy. So when the winds began to change, Ventura residents leapt into action to enact reform in November's midterm elections, only to be stopped by a judge before they could get to the ballot box.
The fact of the matter is they have huge liabilities, hundreds of millions of dollars, and if they don't address these liabilities now, future services will be cut.
Why did reform fail? And why is it so hard to accomplish in the first place? What's stopping governments from saving themselves from a predictable flood of debt?
The county has big guns, but we're finding that the union together with the people have bigger guns.
The story of Ventura's failed pension reform begins in 1947, when residents elected to create the Ventura County Employees Retirement Association, also known as VESERA. As the country emerged from the Great Depression, states saw a benefit in establishing retirement systems that could act as a safety net for workers to avoid poverty later in life. In California, a 1937 law gave counties a choice. They could become part of the statewide retirement system, or they could create their own program. 20 counties, including Los Angeles, San Diego, and Ventura, chose the latter, and became known as 37 Act counties. This designation is important because if Ventura voters could elect change, it could serve as a blueprint for the remaining 37 Act counties to enact pension reform without having to go through the legislative quagmire in Sacramento. Since the 1940s, VESERA has grown to cover some 16,000 county government employees. The fund is a defined benefit program, meaning that the employer, or in this case the county, promises their workers a fixed sum of money when they retire for the rest of their lives. Since defined benefit systems provide retirement benefits that are predetermined, the county needs to make sure they set aside enough money each year to pay for future retirees. They do this by placing contributions into a collective pension fund where money is then invested to generate revenue to cover future benefits. If investments consistently hit or exceed their mark, the county has no extra cost. But if they fall short of expected returns, as many do, the taxpayer is responsible not only for the cost of the worker's pension, but for the cost of additional debt payments as well. The government worker contributes just a small fraction of their paycheck toward the retirement fund. For general county workers, that number is around 7%, while public safety employees contribute about 15%. The taxpayers match those contributions and pick up the payments for any debt that has accrued. After 35 years of service, the average county employee in Ventura with an $85,000 salary could expect to retire with a little over $74,000 in annual benefits, on top of their Social Security and 401k pay. The average public safety employee making $125,000 a year can expect to walk away with an annual pension of $100,000 after 30 years of service.
You know, when you look at compensation and pensions, particularly of the safety and the top executives in county, we're right up there, if not higher than anybody else.
Though the stewards of the pension fund have invested responsibly, they began to notice a disturbing trend. Bill Wilson, who has served on the retirement board for over 16 years, explains.
We've been earning very good returns ever since 1994. Despite that, here we are with $1 billion in unfunded liability. You can't tell me that's right.
The recent economic recession hasn't helped Visera's bottom line, but it doesn't fully explain why the system is so far in the red. In 1999, pension payments accounted for just 1% of the total budget. Today, that number is 17%. As retirements eat up a bigger portion of the budget, the amount residents have had to kick in to cover pension obligations has also increased. Today, taxpayers pay $153 million per year to the pension system. That's triple the number they paid out over a decade ago. In the next 5 years, that number is expected to climb to $226 million. Some of the rise in costs can be attributed to demographics. Retirees are living longer and drawing more in pension payments. Unrealistic investment targets have also hampered growth in the retirement system. While Ventura assumes the standard 7.75% return on retirement investments, the county has seen just a 5.82% return in the last 5 years. In addition to these factors, the county also has the distinction of having some of the highest retirement benefits in the state, thanks to a practice known as spiking, in which retirees can manipulate their final pay with supplemental benefits to boost their pensions. A 1997 state Supreme Court ruling known as the Ventura decision upheld this practice, which legitimized pension spiking throughout the state. After the ruling, stories of outrageous pensions began to make their way into the headlines. In 2012, it was discovered that County Executive Marty Robinson had added thousands of dollars of unused sick pay and bonuses to spike her final pension pay over $40,000 more a year. More recently, former County Sheriff Bob Brooks made headlines for his suit against the county.
He is asking for an additional $75,000 on top of his more than $250,000 annual pension.
It's unjust. The taxpayers bear a large burden for the government employees' pension, and these pensions are much more generous than is available to them. You know, the question you have to ask is, what's so special about government employees that they shouldn't have to assume some of their own risk, like the taxpayer, for their retirement?
As citizen outrage grew over this disparity, the Ventura County Taxpayers Association took action and crafted a pension reform initiative of which the Reason Foundation, the nonprofit that publishes Reason TV, produced some analysis.
This measure does three things. It moves all public employees in the county, including public safety, from a defined benefit to a defined contribution system. It also freezes pay for 5 years to keep those pensionable costs level. And additionally, it guarantees disability and death benefits for any public safety officials that put themselves in the line of duty.
We've got an independent actuary, and we expect to save $460 million in cash over 15 years. And it will reduce the pension system liability by $1.8 billion. So it's a significant savings. And, you know, that just creates opportunities to do, you know, expanded services or even, you know, explore some new ways to serve the residents of the county.
Richard Thompson leads the Ventura County Taxpayers Association and says his group has spent nearly 3 years working on the reform initiative. The measure would only apply to new employees hired after July 2015. Under the plan, the county would contribute no more than 4% of compensation for general employees and 11% for fire and safety personnel. The plan would also combat the effects of spiking by placing a cap on the incomes used to calculate pensions for 5 years.
It will strengthen the promises that were made to retirees, because rather than this growing pension debt, it actually saves money. And so those people that are already retired and those people that are working today will have greater confidence in a pension system that once again isn't paying for itself.
The plan was popular with local residents. Reformers gathered over 46 of the needed 21,000 signatures to put the measure on the ballot. But the initiative was met with a litany of resistance from the usual suspects that oppose reform: unions and politicians who are both bankrolled by the unions and benefit from rich retirement benefits. Public employees turned out in droves to county board meetings, sporting gear provided to them by local union groups to voice their opposition. Some even showed up at petition drives to intimidate people from signing. Union heads also put pressure on county supervisors to delay the reappointment of Peter Foy, the lone supervisor supporting reform, to the retirement board. Union leaders argue that the problems of pension debt are being blown out of proportion. They say moving to a defined contribution plan would put the public at risk because it would be difficult to recruit qualified government workers who often accept lower pay for better benefits. For Sylvia Ramirez, a retiree who's a member of the local SEIU chapter, the proposed pension plan would bring financial independence that she thinks people aren't ready for.
The 401k is not enough. I couldn't afford it. I couldn't afford that money that was going to take bread and milk away from my table on that pay day when I was busy paying my bills. But I always knew I had the security of my pension plan. People are not as diligent about saving. They're not as understanding. They don't have the knowledge to make the right choices on which, where they want their monies to go. I never could.
After heated debate throughout the summer, the board finally agreed to place pension reform on the ballot. But their actions were made moot after a county judge preemptively ruled the measure illegal, stating that the existing law under the 1937 Act does not permit an individual county to opt out or terminate its participation in the pension system through a countywide vote. According to the judge's ruling, even though voters elected to create a pension fund decades ago, the law provides them no way to exit the system through a vote. Reformers would have to either repeal or amend the law through state legislation to change their costly pension programs. Though the ruling was a setback, the Ventura County Taxpayers Association plans to fight for statewide action. And recent court rulings that may allow bankrupt cities like Stockton to restructure their pension debt could pave another pathway for reform. But before real change can occur, local governments need to acknowledge the problems in their retirement systems before their cities face an inescapable deluge of debt.